Ramble, 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 ramble room. You're listening to Ramble Room.
You know the spies once upon a time make you listen.
Okay.
There's a reason.
That's my impression of Kelsey.
Yeah, it's a pretty good impression.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Hi.
If you couldn't tell, we watched High School Musical 2 this week.
I was just saying to Ariana, I feel like we've gotten through the extremely rough patch of Disney Channel. Like, I know there's going to be some duds along the way, but we're really in the prime of Disney Channel right now. High School Musical, there is nothing, I don't think there will ever be anything like what High School Musical did for Disney Channel.
Correct.
Because even Descendants can't reach that level. It's big, but it's not High School Musical big.
And I request that you kindly throw some respect on the first Descendants movies.
I didn't say they were bad. I'm just saying they're not ever going to be on the level that High School Musical was.
Also, you haven't seen Zombies, and Zombies slaps.
I don't doubt that it does, but there's no way in hell it's the same level as High School Musical.
And you know what? We'll find out.
I already know because I've been on the internet. I'm saying this happened at the perfect timing, where social media still was not like a huge thing. So everyone was watching this at the same time. It's not like you had 800 different Disney things that you could watch.
I see what you're saying, though.
You know, that's why, like, I don't think you can have like huge movies anymore unless it's specifically a superhero thing. But I'm pretty sure that's done, too, at this point.
The last one was Endgame.
Yeah, it was Spider-Man No Way Home. That was the last like huge thing that people like. Went in line for. But
anyway, yeah. So I have a fun story.
Okay.
It's not really fun, and I think it's a mutual story that more than just I have, but Disney Channel, when they were promoting this movie, they were like, you guys get to vote for a star to cameo in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I'm pretty sure I voted because one of the options, one of like the people you could vote for was Miley Cyrus, and I was a Hannah Montana stan.
Yeah.
So I voted for her. And then I remember like watching this whole movie being like, oh my gosh, Miley Cyrus is going to be in this because she had won. Because let's be so real, everyone was a Hannah Montana stana at that time period. She was we had this gap, this hole in our hearts from Lizzie McGuire, and Hannah Montana slid right into that. And so I remember watching this movie the whole way through being like, when's she going to show up? When's she going to get here? And she pops up at the very end. For 0.2 seconds. And I feel like I've never been more disappointed. Little 8-year-old me was so upset. I was like, there she was. And that there she goes.
Have you ever watched like those old clips of the Disney Channel games?
I've watched the Disney Channel games. They're on Disney Plus.
I know, but have you seen like the behind the scenes where like they were all taking videos of each other, and it's so like strange to see all of them.
They posted some of those on YouTube too.
Yeah.
Like they were just hanging out and making videos together, which I think is really cute and
it is. It typical. It makes me think of like youth group camp or something.
Yeah. For sure. But anyway, that's my like I'm sure shared story with many people where we were like, wait, we voted for her to be in that little clip of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a great memory.
I'm trying to see what the numbers were on this because this was like a record-breaking movie. I'm not kidding.
Listen, Kenny Ortega.
This says, upon the film's release, it broke a plethora of viewership records as it became the most commercially successful Disney Channel original movie ever produced. In the U.S., High School Musical 2 generated 17 million viewers in its premiere broadcast, smashing the record of its predecessor by over 10 million. While the figure remains the highest the network has ever produced. So even now. That's what I'm saying. It will never reach that level.
I will say I do remember they did the same thing they did for the first one where they taught you how to do the dance.
Yeah.
They did that for this one, but for Work This Out. And so I do remember sitting in the living room trying to memorize how to do this dance. Or honestly, mom and dad's room. Because we've talked about how I was banished to my parents' bedroom every...
I think we have, yeah.
Every time everybody was watching criminal shows. I had terrible nightmares. I was traumatized as a child. Anyway.
I do remember watching this when it aired.
Yeah.
Because even I was excited. And when I was younger, I like... strongly protested the first High School Musical, and you know, my 10-year-old brain did that because I hated Zac Efron's haircut in the first movie. And that was, of course, that's the only reason a 10-year-old is like going to be a hater. Of course. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I don't like his hair. Therefore, I hate this movie. And yeah. Then when the second one came out and it aired and everyone was watching it and I was like, all right, let's watch this. And then I was like, never mind. Well, Zac Efron's beautiful.
I remember we watched this one. It was you, me, and Caitlin. We watched this movie when it first aired. And then I remember forcing mom and dad to watch it specifically for the bed on it scene.
Yeah.
Because we were like, dad, you're going to love this. And we were like, strap in. And he was sitting there and he loves Bet on It now.
Yeah. I was trying to see how much money this made. It says the budget was $7 million, which I'd imagine it's got to be huge for a Disney Channel movie. It doesn't say. I'll have to look it up later. Okay, here's a synopsis.
One sentence pitch.
It's still a synopsis. Whatever. One sentence pitch. The East High Wildcats take on summer and let their talents shine. That is so unbelievably vague and does not cover even a smidgen of what this movie's about.
Let their talent shine.
I guess because there's a talent show.
They always let their talent shine.
I know, but maybe because there's a talent show.
Can you look at the comparison to the first movie, what the first movie's synopsis was?
Let me see. Okay, the synopsis. A basketball star and a brainy girl find a place in the spotlight. ... And the love. I think that works. That works better than this one. That's
way better than that one.
High School Musical 3. Troy, Gabriella, and the rest of the East High kids take on senior year. Very vague. But at least it sort of covers what's going on a little bit.
That one was 2 hours and a minute.
That one was released in the theater.
No, I'm aware. This one's 1:55.
It's pretty long, though.
How long was the first one? 1:40? That's my guess.
Yeah.
Hey, slide. So they got longer. They said, Kenny.
But that makes sense because they were such a big deal.
Yeah. They're like, everybody wants to see the musical numbers, folks.
They were like, we will give you more money to do this.
Kenny said, trust me. These kids are going to want to see this.
I've got this, okay?
I trust Kenny with a lot of things. He's doing that Phantom of the Opera thing now.
I know.
So I'm.
We'll see.
I'm hopeful, but I'm not getting my hopes up.
All right.
We got to go to this school at some point.
Yeah, so we open with our very first number.
Summer.
Mrs. Darbus. Or is it just Miss Darbus? I always do this.
Miss.
Miss Darbus is...
She's unattached, babe.
She is talking about the end of the school year.
And the clock is getting bigger and bigger. And the kids are getting more excited for summer.
And they start chanting, summer. Summer. Summer.
Summer. Summer.
And Zac Efron's eyes are impossibly blue.
They had to have color corrected his eyes, right?
I don't know. There's no way. His eyes are that blue. But
they're
because
not that blue in anything else.
Because they specifically have him styled in brighter blue colors that bring his eye color out.
Are you sure?
I swear. I don't think it's digitized. They wouldn't have spent money doing that. That would be weird.
$7 million budget.
No, I feel like that would be weird.
It just feels weird that I've never seen him in anything else with his eyes looking like that.
That's because lighting, though. Like, this is a bright, summery movie. So they're constantly in the sunshine. His eyes are going to just naturally pop more because he already has bright blue eyes. But they are really blue in this one.
They are.
I say this because in the third one, even in the first one, it's not that striking.
They're almost neon blue.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of crazy.
Electric blue. Okay, well, they start singing What Time
Is
It?
We're gonna rock down to electric blue. I'm sorry. Anyway.
They start the number What Time Is It, which is a great number. Everyone is having a great time.
They really hit their stride in this one. Not a single song in this movie is a flop.
Yeah, even the ballad.
Even Huma Huma Nuka Nuka Apawa'a, which they cut, is a bop.
Like, it's definitely Gabriella's best slow number.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Because even in high school, in the third one, it's like
Chad is still wearing t-shirts that don't make sense. Ryan is still wearing hats.
The basketballers are still dancing.
Everything
which later
much
will make no sense.
It's as if, you know, everything's the same, but it's not. Everyone seems more unified since the last time we were at this school in the first movie.
But it's almost like
they decided we're all in this together, and so they decided to keep up with that for the end of their junior year.
Yeah, heading into the their
senior
year.
Yeah. They get done with this number. Zac Efron is sliding on the floor at the end of it like a penguin.
Yeah. Isn't that what he says?
Yeah.
That?
I think he's like, yeah, as he slides on the floor like a penguin.
Going to be honest, that's one quote that I quote from this probably a lot, and not very many people get it.
But he also says it at the end. Doesn't he?
Yeah. No, I think he says that in the third one when they're all hop skipping in their robes. He's like, yeah. He likes to say yeah.
He likes to say yeah. He's a yeah man instead of a yes man.
And you know how he said that everybody was unified? Oh, big shocker here. Sharpay, she went back to how she was at the beginning of the first movie. Yeah,
it ended with her being like, break a leg, Gabriella. And apparently by the end of
their junior year. Yeah,
by the end of that year, she was right back to being like,
she's like,
now
you.
I'm the star.
My guess is that she got the lead in the spring musical as well.
Yeah, her ego went back up.
And Sharpay said, ugh, Vanessa took my lead again.
Yeah. Troy gives Gabriella a necklace, the T-Troy necklace.
That was in every Claire's around across the universe for 10 years.
Yeah. Any Claire's you found, there was a Troy necklace there. I just thought I'd mention that because it's not really that important, but it technically, culturally is.
It shocked me awake, you know?
Yeah. Then we get a weird little reprise dance number of What Time Is It Again as they leave the school. And we've got Coach Bolton talking to the boys.
Which the reprise is giving very much Grease.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we get Bart Johnson talking. I almost called him Burt Bacharach there.
He's wrong like, you boys ready to play basketball again and again and again?
Again and again.
We got to win this championship for your senior year, huh? Foreshadowing.
Yeah. Hello? And that's when Troy gets a phone call.
Right.
From a Mr. Fulton.
Yeah, he gets a phone call.
Fulton, very close.
And when he comes back from the phone call, he's like, I got us all jobs. Because they were all talking about what they're going to do for the summer, needing to save up money. And Troy's like, problem solved, let's go. And where are they working, Ariana?
A country club?
Yeah. I thought you were going to confidently come in and say a country club. Why was that a question?
Because I thought you were going to ask me for like the name of the country club and I had no idea.
It's something Springs, but I don't remember what. We get a great song that cuts to the country club with Sharpay and Ryan, and it's Lucas Grabeel singing. What is he singing?
It's
He's like, you got it.
Oh yeah. Oh, you got it.
He's like doing a Michael Jackson scream, and Sharpay has like a Barbie pink car, of course.
Is it Evans or is it Sharpay that's on her license plate? It's Sharpay.
I think it's Sharpay.
Sharpie.
It's Sharpie. And we meet Mr. Fulton, who was a dad in a previous movie that we reviewed, and I don't remember which one.
Oh my gosh.
Was it the Eddie Millions Dollar Cook-Off? What was it? Where he was the dad.
Was it Double Teamed?
I don't remember, but...
Hey guys, look it up. Hang on, I'll look it up.
Sharpay is talking to Mr. Fulton about how she's excited for the showcase, because they have a talent showcase at the end of the summer, and Mr. Fulton's very clearly like their servant, or Sharpay likes to think he is, because
I mean he's paid, so
he is paid, but also like their mom and dad, they give huge donations to this country club. I think they're on the board for the country club. Mm-hmm. All this stuff, so they're heavily involved, meaning the Evans get special privileges. Sharpay has 800 trophies from the talent showcase of previous years. She always wins because it's rigged that way. We get to the pool, Sharpay, with a little dog in a dog carrier, and her backup dancers slash friends, and Ryan. And what is she talking about in this? That she's just ready to have a great summer or something? I don't know what
you
leads...
You were right.
It was Eddie Millions Dollar Cook-Off?
Say that one more time.
It was Eddie Millions Dollar Cook-Off.
Say that again.
It was Eddie's...
Come on, you got this.
Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was also the dad in The Other Me.
Oh. So he's been a dad several times in Disney Channel. Wow.
And he's in The Mask. Did you know this?
No. The Mask or Mask?
The Mask.
Yeah.
The TV show.
Okay. Sharpay is talking to something about, like, I'm so ready to have a great summer. And her friends are like, yeah, Sharpay, you're the best, because they're followers. They don't have a mind of their own. Then we get an amazing number. Fabulous.
It's out with the old
and in with the new.
Goodbye, clouds of gray.
Hello, skies of blue.
Recently found out that the waiter looks down into the glass and then sees her in the pool.
Yeah, the camera shots in this are great.
Ryan is iconic.
In his like piano top hat outfit in the pool.
His peach, what are those called? Newsies cap?
Yeah.
Iconic.
It's great. I love this number.
It's stunning.
And the backup dancers are great.
It's like I love watching them. It's the perfect movie to watch June 1st.
Yeah. Right when the sun starts shining again.
Summer. Let's watch it.
Yeah. Then at the end of Fabulous, Sharpay's talking about how
absolutely
she likes what she sees. She likes it a lot. And she's talking about Zac Efron. And we get a slow-mo of Zac Efron walking in. And I think he says, yeah, again. He's like, yeah. And he does this like weird little like punching the air like this.
Wait, play it. I want to see.
Yeah. He like double punches the air. Like, what is he doing?
He's so cool. Oh, and there's Vanessa's stunt double.
Yeah, Vanessa, you want to talk about the water?
Yeah. So I feel like here's the problem with this movie is that it's so well known that we've all talked about it ad nauseum. At least people in our generation.
We're not going to give any fun facts, really, that you don't already know. The fun facts
that maybe you don't know, but Vanessa Hudgens couldn't swim. I don't know if she can now, but she definitely couldn't swim when they were making this movie. And there's a very evident 40-year-old stunt woman who dives into the pool.
Yeah, because Sharpay falls into the pool. Gabriella is hired as a lifeguard, and that's why Sharpay fell, because she does not understand why the rest of the school is there. Her ploy was to have Troy hired.
Nice
rhyme. Just him alone, yeah. They all end up working in the kitchen as waiters.
Zeke. Oh, yeah. Zeke is obsessed.
Zeke is so excited to be a sous chef.
He's so happy. He's learning so much. He's cooking toast.
Cooking toast. Sharpay's yelling at Mr. Fulton, like, why are all the rest of these people here? Mr. Fulton says, your mother approved, or sorry, the board approved of it, meaning their mother. So then they go to talk to their mom. Ryan is a total mama's boy. They start doing yoga together.
It's very cute.
Sharpay's pissed off, but it's her mom's cute. Like, fucking deal with it, bitch. And that's that. That's that for Sharpay, for Sharpie. So now it's up to her to ruin and sabotage their lives.
Their summer.
Then we go to the kitchen. Zeke is excited, but everyone else is not. And Troy is happy.
It's not that they're not excited. They just are like, okay.
But also, they could have just said, no, I don't want to go work here.
That's what's weird to me.
You're telling me they're not going to get good fucking money from this rich-ass country club?
Probably.
They are. They will. It's like an amazing job to get as a high schooler in the summer. I worked at fucking Kohl's.
Cool fact.
I'm saying there's no way that my wage at Kohl's was the same as their wage at this country club.
Well, it was 2007, so inflation, it probably was.
Whatever. I doubt it.
No, you're right. You probably made more.
Troy is convincing them.
That's the thing. They're fine working there. It's not until Fulton goes, because Sharpay's like, make their lives miserable or whatever. And then Fulton goes into the kitchen and is like laying down the law of the rules and whatever. And then they're all like, oh, this job kind of sucks.
Okay, but are his rules really that outrageous? He's just like, don't fuck around.
Don't eat in the kitchen.
Yeah, he says, don't fuck around. Do your job. Show up on time.
No.
Like, I feel like what he says is not really that
bad. It's the bare minimum.
Yeah. But apparently that's horrible for all the rest of them.
They're like, okay, didn't realize he was so strict. I didn't realize having a job would mean having responsibility.
Then Chad's like, what the fuck, Troy?
What did you get us into?
Come on, we can totally turn this thing around. We get work this out. Great number. We're just going to keep saying this.
Is that right here?
Yeah, this is the number.
How do we get from the tip of the world? And this is the song that they taught us how to dance.
Yes. There's a wonderful percussion breakdown.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, it's a great number. Everyone gets to sing in this one. Like, everyone gets kind of their own little moment to shine, which we haven't had before. So it's a cute number. And the I think like the frame rate is different during the musical numbers.
What?
Yeah, there's something where like the camera work is more crisp during the musical numbers versus all the other shots.
Why? So they could have like clippable music videos?
Maybe.
Interesting.
I'm not sure exactly, but it seems like it just looks visually different when right when the musical number starts. It's almost like the wide shot, it looks clearer.
I've never paid attention to that. Then we get this cute little picnic scene with Gabriella and Troy, and they're throwing grapes at each other's face. It's really cute. Then they're running around, chasing each other.
Oh my God, and Sharpay and Ryan are spying on them.
And Sharpay's capital P pissed.
She decides, we're going to sabotage by putting on the sprinklers. And we get the best line from the movie.
Which is Troy Bolton saying, you're going to get so wet. I'm sorry. Who was this movie made for? 7-year-olds? Interesting. It's an interesting line you put in there, folks.
A bunch of middle schoolers and young high schoolers like going, sexual awakenings happening. Like, excuse me?
Can I be so real with you? I think my sexual awakening was a Zac Efron role. It was
17
not
again?
This one.
17 nope. again? Oh, yeah. Yours was Hairspray.
It was Hairspray. When he sang Lady's Choice and he slid on his knees, I said, yeah. Oh, what's that feeling in my tummy?
Can I tell you? I think mine was 17 again.
Which, that makes sense.
When the trailer came out, I was like, and then Molly and I, we were rushing to the theater.
Oh, yeah.
We were so excited. We went, I think it was like a Friday. We were so excited because we had a whole plan where we were like, after school, we're going to the theater to watch 17 again. Cause,
and that movie still holds up.
It's great.
I watch it. I don't watch it nearly as much as I should, truthfully.
I don't either, but it is extremely
emotional,
underrated.
It's beautiful. It's well acted. It's well written. It's well directed.
It's a great Zac Efron performance.
It's like Back to the Future. I would say it's comparable to Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Call me crazy, but I think it's
just a parent going back in time rather than the kid going back to their parents' time.
Yes.
Yeah. And during that picnic, what is Troy talking about during this? School?
About how he wants to spend more time with her and school.
Yeah, because he doesn't know what he wants to do with his future, which
is like, my dad's like, play ball.
Yeah, it's a running theme.
What if I don't
want
to play ball? And it's like, Troy, I think your dad knows that you have other interests after the first movie. I think you could just talk to him. That's something you can do.
Yeah.
Anyway, then, they get in trouble for getting wet on the field.
Exactly, because Fulton shows up. But we, the audience, know that he's in on this whole Sharpay plot.
Let's not make Fulton out to be a villain here.
I know. He's being manipulated.
He's being threatened with his job, his livelihood, by a 12-year-old.
Then Gabriella and Troy, it seems, have changed clothes because they were so wet.
Soaked.
And Kelsey is in some random room that's also in this building with the kitchen
that they run off to. I think it's the rehearsal space for the piano player that plays during dinner.
Okay, that makes sense. Because then they end up rehearsing in this room later.
So it's basically a musical room.
Yeah. Kelsey is writing a song.
Classically.
Troy, yeah. And Troy and Gabriella are like, oh, why don't you play it for us and we'll sing it?
Okay, here's why
Gabriella says that, not Troy.
Here's why I say that maybe it was enhanced. Because Gabriella's hair is also blue.
Blue. It is. But I think that's a coloring lighting thing, not necessarily I'm going to digitize his eyes to be bluer.
But that makes me think that they like upped the contrast.
Maybe.
On all of it. Just to make everything seem brighter.
They could have. But that's still not the same as specifically going in and digitizing Zac Efron's eyes to be blue.
I agree. But I just feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. But it just feels like there's a lot that of the colors that are off in this movie from the first and to the last.
But I kind of like it because it's brighter.
Oh, I'm not saying I dislike it. I think out of the three movies, this is my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody shoot me. I like a sequel compared to the original. But I genuinely do just think that this one, I don't know. This one's plot is good.
Yeah.
The music is so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Gabriella starts singing You Are the Music in Me with Kelsey.
Because here's the thing that's going to happen. When Kelsey writes a song, you best believe that Gabriella and Troy are going to know it. And they're going to be able to sight read that crap.
Exactly. They didn't even sight read it. Eventually, they just don't even look at the music anymore.
They're holding the sheets, not looking at them.
Exactly.
They're just, their intuition is so good.
And Troy has this whole line before they start singing, like, I only did that singing thing once. Like, he's now stopped liking music. What the fuck, Troy?
Right.
You were just dancing in the kitchen with your pals. He's such a liar.
And you literally had a whole dance number when you got out of school, you weirdo.
He's such a liar.
I think he doesn't make, Troy Bolton doesn't make much sense as a human being. But, you know, we love him anyway.
Also,
I remember freaking out as a kid during this because
the underwear.
There's at one point, where Troy Bolton does some sort of move.
He's on the piano or
and
something.
And his blue underwear comes out of the back of his pants.
Scandalous.
And I literally was like...
clutching your pearls.
It was kind of the same as like in the first one when you see their armpit hair for the first time. It was the first time I saw armpit hair on a man or on a boy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is that?
That's what I mean. There were like kind of weird... innocent or like wholesome sexual awakenings kind of thing. Like it's not... It's not like graphic or anything, but it is like for a young preteen who's like watching this.
Well, I think I was seven when the first one came out.
Well,
so it was in second grade.
But you said you were weirded out by it, right?
No.
Oh, you thought it was attractive, the armpit hair?
The armpit hair, I was like, okay, that's odd. I don't have that. And then I remember being attracted when Zac Efron has his shirt off in the locker room. I remember focusing. Anyway, we can cut all of this. This is crazy.
But is that attraction or just curiosity?
It could be just curiosity.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, there's just kind of this weird line being towed, but whatever. Zach and Vanessa are really hot in this number.
Oh, 100%. And they're like, this was also the era of Disney where you were just patiently waiting for people to kiss.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah,
because
please.
They didn't kiss in the first movie.
You're like, I just want Demi and Joe to kiss in Camp Rock. What the heck?
Why are you making me wait so long?
Why are Zach and Vanessa not macking it?
He keeps looking at her like he's about to kiss her, and he never fucking does it.
But they did that with their TV shows, too. I remember Hannah Montana, her first kiss with Jesse, they literally, a cart of like luggage walks in front of them, and you don't see it. And I remember sitting there going, what is this? I just want to see him kiss a little. I don't think I ever saw the two of them kiss now that I'm thinking back on it.
That's wild.
Anyway.
I get it because if you have too many kisses, then it becomes PG, PG-13, and you're trying to keep a G, but whatever. Then the group joins in and sings the rest of Music and Me. And this is I love this song, but Vanessa is... not singing at the end. That's not her voice.
The thing is that the first High School Musical, it wasn't Zac Efron singing. The second High School Musical, half the time it's not Vanessa Hudgens singing. What to do?
You can very clearly hear that it is not her voice.
But you know what's good? In the third one, I'm pretty sure it's both of them the whole time.
I am too. I think it is them the whole time.
But they also had a bigger budget and they released that puppy in the theater.
The theater,
as Miss Darbus would say.
Taylor mentions, we should all perform in the talent showcase. So they all sign up. And Troy does this weird thing where he's like, what's the line that he says? He basically is speaking in song titles from the movie.
Oh, he's like,
I'm sure that we can work this out.
Because we're all in this together. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what he says.
Okay, anyway.
He's like, little nudge, nudge, wink, wink under the table.
It's so stupid. Ryan is spying on them and telling Sharpay about their plan to join the talent showcase.
Which he calls Sharpay the funniest name I've ever heard. He calls her Golden Throat. And then he refers to himself as Jazz Square. This is Golden Throat. This is Jazz Square. And I think that's hilarious. And I think that's what we need to go by.
Yeah.
Do you want to be Jazz Square or do you want to be Golden Throat?
I'll be Jazz Square.
Perfect.
Sharpay is, again, livid and putting Fulton up to more tricks. She decides that Chad and Troy are going to come be their caddies for her daddy.
It's a pay grade. Pay upgrade.
I rhymed again. Caddy for daddy. I just remembered... A running theme throughout this movie is Ryan not being accepted by his father. And oh my God, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it so much. And I hate their dad because of it.
Yeah, it's tough.
The dad lands on a lands
which in isn't their helicopter. Dad, isn't their dad in another Disney Channel movie too?
I think so, but I don't know what.
I'm on
he
it.
Lands in a helicopter on the golf course, gets out. It's very obvious they're rich. They're showing off. Sharpay's so excited to see her dad. And then he's introducing himself to Chad and Troy. He's like, oh, can't wait. I've heard great things about your team. Great things about you, Troy. And then he goes over to Ryan. And Ryan's cap is like slightly askew. And his dad moves the cap so it's straight on his head. Which feels like symbolism for something. You can figure that out if you want to. And it just pisses me off. He's such a dick. But it's so subtle. I think it's well done because they never really mention it, but it just makes me sympathize with Ryan, which is kind of the goal of this movie. I think this movie is Ryan's movie, honestly. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I feel like this is about his journey of realizing he doesn't need to do everything his sister says and he can be his own person.
This guy, the guy who plays their dad,
mm-hmm.
was in a movie right before this called Who's Your Caddy?
And I just made...
Yeah, I know.
Just made that daddy caddy. Okay. They're golfing. It's very clear what Sharpay's goal is.
Xenon, the sequel, he was Mark Carr.
Oh, okay. I do vaguely remember that.
I'm trying to see if he was... He was in The Mentalist and Criminal Minds and all those Bones.
Well, Kelsey was also in The Mentalist. It's very clear that Sharpay's goal is to show off Troy to her dad so that she's trying to like wedge herself in between Troy and his friends.
Yeah.
Very slowly manipulating different people to get her way. It's very clever, honestly.
She's a pro gaslighter.
Ryan ends up getting stuck being the caddy by the end of the day.
Which is sad.
Because the dad's like, oh, I wish Troy was my son. It's really fucking sad. And then Troy and Chad get back. Chad's complaining because his feet fucking hurt and Troy is getting treated like a golden boy. And then Fulton comes in and says, you're being invited to dinner with the Evans family. Change into this suit. So he changes, goes to this dinner.
Mr. Evans basically sets up this dinner for Troy with like pro basketball players and their manager and all these things. Because Sharpay's like, Daddy, he's really good at basketball. Like, I think you should introduce him to these people. So Sharpay is trying to like help him with his future by way of separating him from his friends and trying to get him to fall in love with her, basically. She's trying to basically bribe him with her friendship mm-hmm. so that way he ends up liking her more.
Yeah, it's like, look at all these shiny golden things I can offer.
And Troy's just a little boy.
Yeah,
and so he's
letting
like,
it happen.
Okay, I'll go along.
Yeah, it's probably in his mind is like, this is really cool, and a part of him feels weird about it because of Sharpay, and he knows Sharpay, but also he doesn't want to not
take opportunities.
Right, doesn't want to not take the opportunity,
and that's where he gets kind of lost because he's like, I don't want to like say to your opportunities that you're giving me, but I also
don't want to feel like I owe Sharpay stuff exactly. because of it, which is very much what's happening.
Which is very much what she does to him.
She says, you're gonna sing at the talent showcase with me, right? She's trying to get like a duet with him.
Yeah, and then he's also, I feel like, riding the fine line of Sharpay's basically telling him, this is reading between the lines, context clues, but Sharpay's basically telling him like, your friends are holding you back.
Yeah.
You're special. And her dad's saying that too. You're special, Troy. Mm-hmm. And Troy's like, oh, I love to feel special.
He is.
Who doesn't?
At this point, he's still like trying to include his team members because they're waiting the table.
Yeah.
And Troy's like, oh, my basketball buddies here, they helped me win that game too. Like he's trying to like lift them up as well. At least at this point in the movie, yeah. He is.
We haven't reached the halfway point.
But Troy reluctantly agrees to do the talent show with Sharpay.
Because here's the thing. If you're sitting
at a
table,
are right there.
If you're sitting at a table with a bunch of people that love Sharpay.
Exactly.
And you're one of like 12 people.
Yeah.
You're going to be saying yes. That's exactly why you don't propose to a woman in front of a giant group of people.
Yeah.
Because she may not want to say yes, but she will to help you.
Yeah, to make it not so awkward. Troy gets done with the dinner, runs over to Gabriella, who is putting stuff away.
He's late for a date.
Yeah, he was supposed to have a date with her. So then he runs off to go change. Taylor comes up and is like, this is a red flag. Why is he late? I don't know. I feel like Taylor has some points, of course.
But I think she's also, like, here's my thing. I get it. I get them being mad at Troy. I also get why Troy is a little confused. Like, I guarantee if the same thing were happening to Chad, Chad would do the same thing.
Right.
So I'm like, I feel like it's a pull the log out of your own eye. Or you pull the speck out of somebody else's, you know?
Yeah. Troy gets sidetracked again. Because Fulton
pulls him.
Exactly.
And here's the wonderful thing about this Disney Plus version.
It's extended.
It includes Huma Huma Nikunika Apawa, which was not in it when we were growing up watching.
That's probably
it.
Why it's an hour 55 on here.
Probably. It's probably an hour 45.
Mm-hmm.
But we get Huma Huma Nikunika.
A long number with Sharpay and Ryan. I don't have much to say about it because
we understand why it was cut.
Yeah, I understand why it was cut. It's still good. It's also further pushing the idea that Sharpay wants to replace Ryan with Troy and yeah. Ryan feeling left out and feeling betrayed by his own sister.
Yeah. It pulls on your heartstrings for Ryan, for sure.
Troy finally meets back up with Gabriella and jumps into the pool.
And as he's jumping in the pool, he says, "You're going to get so wet."
I wish he did. I wish he said it again.
I want somebody to make an edit. Maybe I'll do it.
And then at the end, when they're in the pool,
every single time he's wet or in water, he says, "You're going to get so wet." Kind of like the, "I'm going to put some mud in your eye," that thing. Or no, wait, what does he say? The Spider-Man one.
Oh.
I missed the part where that's my problem.
Yeah.
Like that, but I want it for this. You're going to get so wet. Anyway. He pretends he's drowning, which is not funny because Vanessa Hudgens could actually drown. Because
she does not know how to swim. Then they're swimming around, having an underwater
romance
date. But again,
not kissing.
No kisses for them.
Tell me how that's possible. You're both in a pool.
Then Fulton shows up. They're in trouble again.
Because it's past curfew. And they're not allowed to be in the pool past curfew.
It reminds me of Holiday in the Sun when they get in trouble for being in the pool late at night.
Yep.
Troy is back at home. And what is the situation here? How far drive do you think it is to the country?
I was
going to
ask you that because for whatever reason, when I was a kid, I was operating under the assumption that they lived there.
Exactly. But it's their job. So they, you know, go back home.
And I think that's because Ryan and Sharpay live there over the summer because they're guests.
Members. Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. It's got to be like 30 minutes, maybe 45 at the most.
Okay. Well, Troy's back at home talking with his dad, like, there's all these great opportunities opening up around me, but I feel guilty because my friends are not included in that. And the dad is saying, well, you got to take miss 100% of the shots you never take.
And rescue Michael Scott Bart Johnson as Troy Bolton's dad.
That's just like a little scene of, I think the dad's right in a way, but the dad also doesn't know the full story.
Yeah. The dad is right. The dad is giving sound advice. Troy is not telling his dad the whole story.
Mm-hmm. Then
he's not saying, "Dad, my friends are being treated like crap."
Right.
At the expense of me being treated well.
Yeah.
And so his dad's like, I feel like if his dad heard that, he'd be like, "Hey, you gotta stand up for your friends." But because Troy's like, "My friends are upset because I'm getting a lot of attention," his dad's like, "Well, you deserve some of that attention." Like,
right.
So I feel like Troy omitting some of the facts is what we're missing here.
Yeah. Then he comes back to the country club. Fulton promotes him, right?
Yeah.
Is this where he gets promoted?
Yep.
You've been promoted.
You are now an elite employee. Is that what it is?
It's something like that. I love that video. And what is... he's giving golf lessons to little kids. That's what he's been...
Is a very cute job.
It is.
And he's good at it, too.
Yeah. Troy's excited. He's in his khakis. He's looking good, man.
He's in his khaki. He's in his khaki era.
Yeah, he's in his khaki era. And then Sharpay shows up and she wants lessons.
And you know what? He's actually being very kind to her.
He is. I think, like, the real life friendship of Zach and Ashley bleeds into these scenes where like they're actually being nice to each other.
Yeah.
Because they do have a nice rapport with one another.
Nice camaraderie.
When they're actually not being dicks to each other.
Well, when Sharpay's not trying to manipulate everything. Which, yeah. I mean, she is right now, to be completely honest. She's just better at hiding it at her own country club. She's on her home turf.
She's like, this is my land.
She's got home turf advantage.
This is my place.
And I feel like he does read through some of it a little bit. But he's like, whatever, you got me this promotion.
Right. I think he's trying to be like, I'm grateful for this. I don't want to seem like a spoiled little brat.
But also stop.
Yeah, but also please stop doing this because I feel conflicted.
You're driving a wedge between me and my principles.
Gabriella, Chad, and Taylor are watching from afar. Taylor and Gabs are watching from afar.
Tad and Gabes.
And Taylor says something like, oh, he showed Sharpay his new Italian shoes. Because that's part of his new uniform, I guess. And then Gabriella very quickly is like, he didn't show me his new Italian shoes. But
they haven't seen each other since he got his Italian shoes.
That's what I was going to say.
My lord.
Because didn't this just happen?
Yes.
When would he have seen her? She was busy being a lifeguard.
Exactly.
He just got promoted.
Exactly.
And now he's doing the golf lessons.
And she's like, he didn't show me his shoes. Well, yeah, he's been working. Just like you have been. That's what's crazy to me is that the fact that both of them are like, oh, we're going to have so much time together to spend together this summer.
Yeah.
First of all, from the beginning to till now, you haven't been in the same quarters. Like,
yeah.
She wasn't working in the kitchen with him.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't serving with him.
Yeah, how are they spending time with one another?
Also, you're both working. So if you can't spend time together, spend time outside of work.
Wait.
If you're spending your nights at home, Troy, and Gabriella's spending her nights at home.
That's a good point. Why do they have to hang out at the country club? They're working.
Dates outside of work.
Wait. They're the real villains of this movie. Because Fulton...
They created the conflict themselves.
Okay, we need to break this down because Fulton came in, gave them clear guidelines.
Yep.
Do your fucking job, you'll get paid.
Yep.
Then they keep breaking the rules. They're not working. What are they doing there late at night? They don't have a shift that goes that late, do they?
And they aren't spending the night. We have established that they're not spending the night.
Right. So they go back home. I just can't imagine their hours would be that long, especially since they're supposed to be minors.
Exactly.
That's the other thing is they're working at this country club, but your hours wouldn't... There's no way your hours... You can't go out over a certain amount, right?
I think 14 hours or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but...
Which means that they wouldn't even be working
like,
every single day of the week.
Yeah, so why...
So they'd have days off where the two of them could go on dates. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I'm
especially
confused.
Since we've established that they aren't spending the night there.
It'd be different if, like, some days they have an early shift, some days they have a night shift. But I haven't seen that. It
but
seems like it's the same day.
Even at that, if you two are working opposite shifts, say he's working a night shift and you're working a morning shift, then you're really not going to be spending any time together.
Right.
So there's really no reason to be mad at him because Sharpay, here's the thing. Sharpay's not working. Sharpay is a guest.
Mm-hmm.
So she can go and do whatever she wants.
Right.
That's not Troy's fault that she's coming to his place of work. That'd be like you blaming me for some random guy coming to my place of work and stalking me.
Yeah.
And you being like, you don't make enough time for me when you're at work.
Yeah.
That's weird. And it doesn't make any sense. I love this movie.
Oh my God. Okay.
Anyway.
Fulton is not the villain.
No.
So Troy now gets introduced to some more basketball players. They play for, I don't know what team it is. I'm sorry, but
UCLA.
No, it's like University
Falcons?
Of Arizona or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're trying to set up a time for Troy to come play with them. And so that's kind of like
Which
his newest
cool.
opportunity.
Hello, my name is Joseph Drede. You can just call me Drede.
And I'm Trudy.
And you're listening to QVC, HSN, NBC, FBC, FCS. Yes!
You just fucked that up. Oh my God. What the fuck just happened to you, Trudy?
I had a sneeze.
That was a sneeze?
Yes, I'm allergic.
You're allergic to your own sneezes.
I'm allergic to saying G.
You're allergic to saying G? So what, now you can't do the intro anymore?
It's temporary.
When did this allergy start up?
It's temporary.
Is it diagnosed by a doctor or yourself?
Well, it was diagnosed by your cousin.
He's definitely legit. Okay, what's your product, Trudy?
Product today is nail polish.
Nail polish?
It comes from you. Comes to you.
It comes from me?
It comes to you. Fresh Ew. From market.
Oh. Comes to you. Okay.
It is what I said.
Okay. And what is it?
It's nail polish.
What the fuck does that mean?
You put it on your nail. It gives pretty color.
On your fingernail?
Yes. Get on your toenail.
What about nails that you put into the wall?
No. You put the regular paint on those. This is basically a paint, but it goes on your... Look, I put it on my nails. You see that?
Yeah, I see it.
Isn't it beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Well, how many colors does it come in?
Every color you can think.
Every color?
You want... Okay.
Is there a rainbow option?
Yes. If you want blue, you can have blue. If you want pink, you can have pink. If you want green, you can have green. If you want seafoam, you can have seafoam. If you want gray, you can have gray. If you want rainbow, you can have rainbow. If you want... the color of flesh, you can have that. If you want a peach, you can have that.
Why
if
in
you
the
want
hell?
Red, you can have that.
No.
If you want
no.
yellow, you can no. have that. If no. you want purple, you no. can have that. If you want chicken noodle soup, you can put it on your fingernails and maybe you will dry. I don't know.
I cannot believe this. Did you just say you could get a flesh-colored nail polish? Why the fuck would you want your nails to look like flesh? Then you just have fingers that go on for fucking days. Where are your nails? They're gone. Oh, why? I had to have fleshy nails. Why in the fuck would you have a flesh-colored nail polish?
There's a thing there.
Excuse me?
There's a thing that is called a French tip nail, and it is basically flesh color and then white tip on the tip of your nail. It is a fun little fashion.
That sounds phallic. A white tip.
It is, no, the white tips on the tip of your the end
the
of your
tip
finger.
Of your dick.
No,
that is what you are saying.
The end of your finger. That is what I'm saying. But if you want just like, just a beige, or you want a brown, you can get brown. If you want a maroon, you can get maroon. If you want like a blood red, you can get blood red. If you want silver, you can get silver. If you want gold,
oh my
you can get gold.
God,
you've
made your point. Jesus.
If you want static looking, you can get static looking. There's so many things you can do. You can make so many designs on your nails. It's gonna be beautiful. You can put glitter on it. You can put little sprinkles on it. You can be beautiful like
Trudy.
Gold on it.
Trudy,
you can make it look like a calendar. You can make it look like a feast. You can put Trudy. Little. You can put cereal on it.
Did you?
You can put Trudy.
Did you take my leftover speed that's in my bedroom drawer?
Is it the brownie?
No. The brownie's worse. Trudy?
You could put...
Trudy!
You could put... You could make
Trudy.
Unicorns out
I
of your nails.
I need to call the police.
You can make
we need
unicorns.
To get an ambulance.
You could make unicorns out of your nails, and it would
oh
be beautiful
God.
And wonderful and perfect. You could
call
put cats on it. You could
Where's
put dogs
our intern
on it.
Fred?
You could put cows on it.
Fred!
You could be... Hey, what are you doing? Get
we
my
need
dog.
To get Fred! How much is that, by the way, before we get you to the hospital?
$600 million. How you could put all the people of High School Musical on, one on each finger. Isn't that amazing?
You're going to be slowly sedated right now. I just want you to know that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not feeling anything. Ah, what did you just do? What's going on? Why?
That's
do,
called the
why,
effects
what,
of chloroform.
What the... What
I don't know why I have it.
I...
Actually, I do know why I have it for have occasions such as this. Go back to the podcast. Troy is having lunch with these basketball players now. Chad and the other guys are waiting their table. And Troy is showing them different golfing techniques. You know, he's getting along with them. Chad comes up with Troy's lunch. And he thinks that Troy's going to, like, introduce him to the guys and be like, hey, these are my teammates. But instead, Troy says, oh, hey, I ordered Swiss on my burger. And that pisses Chad off because now he's realizing that maybe Taylor's right about Troy not really being himself, or he is himself, but he's kind of being more shallow right now and more concerned with the opportunities with these basketball players.
Chad goes back into the kitchen and he says, I don't know who's out there, but it's not my friend. Gabrielle is getting worried and concerned, and Sharpay is trying to pressure Kelsey into giving her the song Music and Me. Kelsey is like, I wrote that for Troy and Gabrielle and not you, bitch. And Sharpay's pissed. Troy is getting ready to go shoot hoops with these basketball guys. Gabriella comes over, says, hey, we were supposed to have that baseball game. You were really excited to join it, and you promised you were going to be there. Gabriella says, promise is a big word, and it means a lot when you break that promise. Trying to allude to the fact that he's not really being present with his friends, even though it was his idea for them all to work at this country club together and hang out. All of his basketball buddies are like, oh, hey, why don't you invite us? We can throw some hoops with them.
Which I will say does make sense of them being like, dude, you wanted us all to work together.
Yeah.
So we could all hang out. But then I feel like also Troy then is just very misguided of what work looks like, because you're not really hanging out. Like, you're spending time together, but it's not the same. Like, I work with my best friend.
Right.
And our dynamic at work is completely different than our dynamic when we're hanging out outside of work.
Troy ends up going with them. Chad and Zeke and all the basketball guys are like, okay, well, see ya. Thanks for not inviting us. They end up coming across Ryan. Or I should say Gabrielle and Taylor come across Ryan on their golf cart, telling Ryan that he should come by to their staff baseball game that they're having. Ryan says, I'm not invited because I'm not staff. And Gabriella is like, well, who cares? Why don't you just come along anyway? So Ryan ends up hopping onto the golf cart and they go to the baseball game. It is. It's sweet.
Because Ryan's feeling neglected by not only his sister, but his dad.
Yeah. And I think it's important for him to
have some friends.
Have some friends and hang out and kind of get to be his own person. So he shows up at the baseball game. Chad's like, what are you doing here, man? And wow, oh, wow. Chad and Ryan, the ship to end all ships, am I right?
You're right.
They have this cute little, like, showdown where
banter.
Ryan says, you guys are going to be in the talent showcase or something. And Chad's like, I'm not going to be in that. Right? What's the conversation before this?
I know that Chad's like, you can't play ball.
Yeah, they're talking about how we're going to do the talent showcase, but because Troy isn't going to be doing it because he's too distracted, they're not going to do it anymore. Gabriella says, we should still be able to do this. We could have Ryan be our director and put this thing together. And Chad's
basically like, well, okay, that's fine and everything, but just a reminder, I don't dance.
Yeah, because I think his thought is, I don't know what he thought the talent showcase was going to be then. I guess he's thinking Ryan is going to have this number be more theatrical, and Chad's like, I don't dance, man. I can't do this.
Yeah.
So then they are like weirdly flirting with each other before they decide they're going to play baseball against each other.
Soup's cute.
It is. It's cute.
Then they do this, like, I know that that's a baseball thing, so I'm pretty sure they do that at Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off as well. The whole bat, like,
hand over hand. Harry,
I know you didn't see that, but imagine.
I'm putting
my hand on my microphone like this.
Also, Gabriella looks super cute in this number. Her hair is super cute.
Always looks cute.
Well, she does, but her hair looks so cute in this.
And I think I was so... I remember shipping Ryan and Vanessa a little bit just because Troy was pissing me off.
Yeah.
But they also have a cute friendship.
They do.
That is in this.
It's sweet. They start the number, I Don't Dance.
I Don't Dance. My favorite part about this song is the part where I think it's supposed to be Chad singing.
Yeah.
You make a good pitch, but I don't believe.
Yeah,
it is a 30-year-old man singing opera.
I do not think that's Corbin Bleu.
Not even
it could be.
Not even. All we know. Not even the smallest part of me believes that that's Corbin Bleu.
I know. I don't.
There's
think
not even like a 0.2% that's like maybe it's Corbin. There's 0% of my body that goes could be Corbin Bleu.
Well, the number ends with Chad's team winning. Ryan is kind of like walking away dejected, like, okay, well, that's done hanging out with them. But then Chad says, hey, if I were to do this show, what would you have me do? And then Ryan smiles and he's like, yes, we're going to do this talent showcase.
And I saw an interview recently with Corbin and
Lucas,
where they were talking about the fact that the two of them switch clothes.
Yeah.
And that was quite literally just Kenny Ortega was like, what if we did this scene and you two switched outfits? And they did it, and that made it into the film. And like, there was the two of them were like, we never thought that there was any innuendo. Kenny. And then I was like, oh, it's Kenny. Kenny, come on.
Kenny's iconic. Kenny was like, I want this ship to fly, but Disney Channel won't let me. So
that's the thing that sucks about this era. That this era gave us High School Musical, but what sucks is that they were still like towing the line of Hallmark, where they were like, we can't have any gay people. They'll be secretively gay. Because then in the third one, they're like, oh, Ryan and Kelsey.
I know, it was terrible.
So that's the thing that sucks about this era. We've moved fair, on. Everything's well, better. Things are better now.
To be fair, they could be way better, but they aren't.
This is true.
They've gone very slowly. It's like, Disney, fuck off. Okay. So after this number, Troy is playing basketball with his buddies. His dad is there talking him up to the college admissions, I guess. They're like I don't know what their positions are, but it's like either. People who recruit high schoolers.
But that leads me to believe that they are spending every single night at home.
Yeah, they have to be. There's no way they're staying there. But it just seems like these are long shifts that they're having.
Sure are. But I mean, I guess they have long breaks where they're playing baseball games.
Yeah. Then Troy gets back. Gabriella and Ryan are talking about the dance that he was showing her before, and they're like kind of goofing off dancing. And then Troy shows up, and there's this weird moment where like, it's like Ryan and Gabrielle are now like BFFs. Troy's confused as to why. And then Ryan says, oh, we hung out with her mom today. I had her mom, brownies. Yeah,
her mom's brownies are the best.
And then Troy goes, yeah, I've had them.
Like, okay, dude, calm down. You're not fighting over her mom.
What? He's like, yeah, I know, I've had the brownies. It's he like gets the, so jealous it's like so it, quickly.
In Jingle All the Way when he's the like,
cookies.
Your wife's cookies are so delicious. It's like, okay, it's not an innuendo, Zach. Calm down.
Then everyone in the kitchen is mad at Troy. They're just kind of ignoring him because he's kind of just left them, abandoned them, neglected them, whatever you want to call it.
He's been working.
Yeah, Troy's just been working, but
and trying to appease his bosses, but, you know, whatever. It's fine.
I get it. I get where they're coming from, though.
100%. I get it.
Because then Troy goes off, and now he's going to go rehearse with Sharpay for the talent show.
But he also has promised that her that he would. He's a man of his word. I know. He's also pissed his friends off at this point by just working and trying to, like, further his life outcome, you know? So he's like, you know what? I can't really do much else. They're going to be mad at me. No matter what I do.
Yeah.
At that point.
Sharpay and Troy rehearse their number, and it's Music in Me.
Arguably better version of it.
Yeah, Sharpay's version. It's kind of like when
Sharpay and Ryan's version.
Yeah, sorry. Sharpay and Ryan's version of It's Hard to Believe and I Couldn't See What I've Been Looking For is way better than the slow Troy Gabriella version. Sharpay is freaking Troy out because Troy's like, this is going too fast. I'm used to slow ballads. What the fuck is this? This is more of a Ryan number, no?
Your harmony to the melody.
It's echoing inside my head. And then at the end, after their number, she says something that then makes Troy look at her and he envisions her in a wedding dress because he's like, oh my God, this is going to be my future if I'm not careful.
If I don't knock this off. Yeah, he's like,
what the fuck am I doing?
Oh, then he goes and is he playing basketball by himself first?
Yeah, he was playing basketball, shooting hoops, and then all of a sudden he hears
music.
And
because what is Troy Bolton called by? The Pied Piper. If it were reversed, he'd be the Pied Piper of music.
He hears music.
He goes, I must go toward it.
So he's a rat?
Oh my gosh, yeah, he's a rat. 100%.
We don't see him right now, but the idea is that he snuck into the rehearsal room, like, outside of it and is listening to them rehearse. They're rehearsing for the number that will be every day. The background music is that. And Ryan is doing an amazing job choreographing this number. He's channeling his inner Kenny Ortega. Everyone's having such a good time. Honestly, it looks like fun. That's where I'd want to be hanging out. And Sharpay is also there. Like, what is Ryan doing? And she talks to him and says, what is going on here? And Ryan says, well, you left me to go do your number with Troy. What was I supposed to do? Just do nothing for the talent show? And then Sharpay is upset with him. Ryan's like, I don't really give a shit anymore because you never gave a shit about me. And Troy was listening to that conversation too, which is an interesting decision.
Always check the stairs, folks.
It's almost like they wanted to show that Troy is now maybe possibly understanding Ryan or like seeing what's really going on with Sharpay and Ryan. Either way, Sharpay is then determined to get them banned from performing in the talent show.
Which is crazy. I don't know how she thought that that would like get Troy even further on her side.
Either way, she tells Fulton, you need to let them know that they can't perform in the talent show. Fulton is stressed. Taylor comes by on her golf cart and she's like, are you okay? And he says, no. He's like, I need a fucking drink. And then Gabriella finds out and she confronts Sharpie. It's pretty good. I love Gabriella's priorities in this argument because she wants to keep out the petty jealousy excuse. Like, this isn't about Troy or you hanging out with Troy. Her reason for confronting her is you're now harming my friends.
And your brother who's become my friend.
Right. And she's sticking up for them saying you can't just bulldoze your way through everyone with no repercussions.
Even though you're a guest and I'm an employee and I could get fired over this. Just saying.
Well, that's fine because she ends up quitting. And Troy overhears this. He runs after her. He's like, what do you mean you're leaving? And she's like, I gotta go my own way. A great number.
Everything we've been through.
It's technically her slow number, but it's her best one. It's her best one of the trilogy.
Certainly not. What's the one?
The walk away in the third one.
Well, yeah, but
when there was me and you.
You find yourself in the first one. Looking on the outside.
And she gives Troy back the Troy T necklace. Oh my god, it's officially over.
Not the one that was at Claire's for 5 years after this.
Do they have a ship name?
Tabriella.
I don't think they do.
Groy.
But yeah, both of those are terrible.
I think Troy and Gabriella, that's their ship name.
Yeah, they don't have like
Should I look it up?
You can.
Trabriella is awful. I hate that.
Maybe like something with their last names?
Troyella.
Okay. That's better than Trabiella.
I kind of like Groy, though.
Groy.
Bolton and Montez. Bontez. Molten.
It's all terrible. Okay.
That's why they went with Troyella.
Gabriella's gone. Never to be seen again, even though
she was murdered.
Yeah, even though he goes home at the end of the day and could easily try and make up with her. But he doesn't. He has to go to her house
because he knows where she lives.
He has some heartfelt combo with his dad again, and the dad's like, hey, man, you just gotta believe in yourself. Yeah, go your own way. Terrible, terrible conversation. Troy shows up at the kitchen. No one is talking to him. Kelsey slides a paper that's showing that the staff cannot participate in the talent show to him. And now Troy realizes the full picture. And he is fucking pissed. We get the best number of a whole movie. Bet on it. This is just, there's nothing that will ever top this. It's too iconic.
Scream was very close,
but Troy's skin tone matching the mountains in the back, unbelievable.
The all black outfit.
All black.
Maybe this was my sexual awakening. Let's be so real.
It's also
him in all black. The picking up of the sand, the tossing it, the him looking at his reflection in the
like it's Lion King.
Like he was Simba.
Looking at his reflection.
Seeing his father's eyes.
It's so good though.
But coming out of that, going into I'm not gonna stop, not gonna stop, not gonna stop. Like the whole thing is a banger. But every part of that song tickles my brain.
Yeah. It's a great song. It's Troy realizing he's been a dick.
He's been manipulated.
He's been making mistakes left and right, and it's time to make things right.
time to do what he has to do.
So he tells Sharpay, I'm not performing with you. Sharpay screams. She's screaming.
Gagging.
Gagging, screaming.
Puking.
And then
she's pissed.
Now it's the night of the showcase, the talent show, whatever it's called.
Talent show.
Troy is back in his waiter's uniform. He's decided to no longer take the promotion, and he wants to work with his friends in the kitchen. And then he's apologizing to all of them, apologizes to Chad. They reluctantly forgive him. But then Troy talks to Ryan and says, I don't want to like screw up your talent show or anything, but I would love to be part of your show. And Ryan says, okay, I've got plans.
Well, Ryan says, but you can't leave my sister alone like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Does it Ryan?
Which he's lying. He doesn't care.
Yeah, he is lying. Because then Troy shows up, says to Sharpay, I made a deal. I promised I'm going to keep my word and I'll do this number with you.
And then he's like, why did you change the song? And she's like, I did? What are you talking about?
Yeah. And we
Ryan's
realize,
like, don't worry about it.
The whole time, Kelsey and Ryan have been plotting.
They've been writing in the mid hours of the morning.
Yeah. Kelsey's been writing that song every day.
Her fingers have been cramping because she's writing profusely. She's a composer and Ryan's there too.
And Troy learned the number in like 5 minutes because he's
that talented.
Yeah.
He's got
I don't
perfect
know.
Pitch.
Ryan did a switcheroo where Sharpay thinks she was going to sing her song, but it actually turns out Gabriella's come back. Word somehow got around, probably through a text on a cell phone, I would assume.
Probably Taylor.
Saying Troy's made up with everyone. He realizes he was being a jerk.
Even
come back.
Was he?
I mean, part of him was. I'm going to say a part of him was.
I'd say slightly, but then I think that he became more of a jerk because they rejected him anyway.
I guess.
I'll be a Zac Efron apologist. I don't give a crap. He comes out in his white tux, the complete stark contrast to his black bed on
and
it
there's
outfit.
Like the backdrop of this stage is
these
like
clouds.
A cloudy sky. It's really pretty, but it's interesting choice for like a talent show at a
How
country club.
How does this song even start? How does every day start?
Once in a lifetime yes. means there's no second chance. Gabriella starts singing. Troy's like, where's that song coming from? And then Gabriella comes from the back of the crowd.
Is that my girl Gabby? Is that my girl Gab?
They start singing every day together. Also, there are some more weird audio ADR where it's not Vanessa singing in this song.
It's giving Raise Your Voice.
Mm-hmm. Which we just reviewed.
Hilarious timing.
Everyone comes up. They're singing the chorus for every day. Everyone's so excited. And then Fulton comes out with the trophy. And he's ready to give it to Sharpay.
Sharpie. Who didn't perform.
Yeah, she
so
didn't
that's
perform.
How you know that it's really rigged every year.
She didn't perform, and then she came out at the very end to join their group because I feel like, doesn't Troy go and get her? He's like, come on.
It's either Troy or her brother. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Or could it be Vanessa?
No way it's Vanessa. There's no way Gabriella went and got Sharpay. But as Fulton's crazy. Handing the trophy to her, Sharpay says,
my brother.
Yeah, she's like, this goes to my brother, Ryan. So Ryan wins the showcase this year. Because Sharpay decided to finally be nice again because she's been humbled once again.
At an hour and 43 minutes in, she's back to how she was at the beginning.
Flirting with
Zeke.
At
the end of the first movie.
Yeah.
She's coupled up with Zeke now.
She was kind of coupled up with him at the end of the first one.
Shut up, Zeke.
Yeah, because at the very end, did we ever talk about that? Where at the end credits.
The credit scene.
Where Sharpay's like, your cookies are delicious. And she's like, jumps and hugs him or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we don't get a follow up from that until this, where it's like they're paired off again as if they're a couple.
Which,
I mean, they're cute.
They are. But Zeke, at this point, I feel like you should realize that you can do better and she'll end up trying to get Troy again.
Yeah.
So does she?
We in the third one? I don't think so. I think she's
more just like.
She's more interested in. I think she has this weird thing where she wants to perform with Troy, but she has no interest in being in a relationship with him.
Yeah.
You know, that's true. Like, she's constantly trying to get a song with him, which at this point, I feel like maybe Troy, he should just
sing with her.
Yeah, just sing with her for God's sake, because then she'll leave you alone.
I feel like, I mean, I understand. If there were a boy that could sing really well at our school, I probably would have been like, hey, you want a duet?
Yeah.
Let's record a video for YouTube. Anyway.
Well, it ends with them all on this hill at the golf course.
With Chinese lanterns that are not Chinese lanterns.
And they toss them up into the air. And
they're CGI'd terribly.
Finally, Gabriella and Troy kiss. And I
Hook
think
her up.
Music and Me is playing in the background again. The sprinklers turn on.
You're going to get so wet.
That's exactly what he says.
Oh, and then we get.
Exactly. All for One is the ending number.
And then we get a 2-second clip of Miley Cyrus dancing amongst the pool folk.
Exactly. Miley dancing. I don't know if this is. I will say.
I like it.
I guess it's not my favorite number.
I'd say it's on par with All in This Together for me.
Yeah, that's fine.
I like them at the same level.
It's interesting that, like, my favorite songs are never the ending numbers in these. Even in the third one.
Yeah.
Like, High School Musical, the song at the end.
Not my favorite.
It's not my favorite.
I like it, but.
It's definitely not the one that I'm going to go and, like, specifically listen to on iTunes.
I'd rather listen to Right Here, Right Now, baby.
Exactly. Okay, anyway, so we have this big dance number. Everyone is having a fun summer time.
Including Miley Cyrus.
And we end with them jumping in the pool. You're gonna get so wet!
and Vanessa Hudgens almost drowning as the end credits, as they fade
terrified.
To black.
She looks terrified.
And Troy Bolton Zac Efron is holding her up for dear life.
Yeah, she's like a little chihuahua that does not know how to swim, trying to survive as everyone's jumping around in the pool. She was probably so excited when they said cut.
Probably. Then they fade to black as she's literally gonna go under. And then, did we get bloopers in the last one?
No.
We get bloopers during the end credits.
And there are bloopers in the third movie, but I don't know if they show up in the credits or it's just a special feature. But
anyway,
either
folks,
way, that is the end.
This is another long one. What's next?
Twitches 2, I think.
I think the next one will be shorter. I promise. Yeah. You know what? It's my solemn oath that our next podcast will be shorter.
What's your moral of the story?
Oh, snap. My moral of the story is, if you work with your best friend, don't expect to be spending the entire time with your best friend.
Yeah.
Because you have a job to do.
Do your actual fucking work.
And if your friend gets promoted and you don't, let's not hold that against them. Let's work harder. Okay. What's your moral?
My moral of the story is that sometimes you'll find your real family in people that are not your blood relatives.
Wow.
Ryan and his dad, Ryan and Sharpay, they're not nearly as good of friends and, you know, loving towards him as Gabriella is. You know?
That was crazy.
What?
That was a big old truth bomb.
Yeah. I'm Team Ryan.
Hashtag Team Ryan forever.
Bye.
Every